This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Inshallah, give your the Islamic greeting again. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Inshallah, to all the brothers and sisters, we'll start the day with a morning prayer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahirabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma bika asbahna wa bika amsayna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilaikan nushur. Bismillahillazi لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. Ya muqallibal qulub, sabbit qulubana ala dini wa ala ta'atik. Allahumma aqilna jannatak wa jinnna minan nar. Rabbana, atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Amin. Ya rabbil alamin. All praises due to Allah Rabbul Alamin as the creator of all things, the sender of all prophets and messengers, and the revealer of all truth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are grateful and thankful to Allah, so that we become grateful and thankful towards fellow mankind, especially to our parents, our good friends, families, the elders and the young one. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our morning till the evening and evening to the next morning. We ask Allah to bless our living so that we have quality life. And we ask Allah to give all of us a good ending so that we will return back to Allah, leaving good legacy behind, good memory for the next generation to come. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are not careless about our future, people who always look into their future, like how we plan for our future in this life. If we are able to live until 2080, we are going to plan for 2080. But there is one more important life, that is the hereafter. An everlasting life is something that we have to plan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect all of us from all the trials and challenges, sicknesses, viruses, that only Allah knows what is coming. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us people who are very happy in worshipping Him, that we don't worship Allah out of fear, feel that we are forced to do it, but we love to worship Him. We are so happy when we are able to worship Him. It's like how happy we are when we can meet the Prime Minister, the King, the Sultan. We were sure to be very happy if we are able to see them. So these are the things that we keep on asking Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us humble enough to follow the way that Allah has shown us. Not our way, not what people want us to do, what Almighty God, the Creator, want us to do. His way is the best way. The way of all the prophets and messengers, from Adam to Noah, to Abraham, to Ismail, to Isaac, and to Yaqub, Joseph, Moses, Jesus, and the last messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, we know we are trying our best to be the best, but we know it's not easy. Neither is difficult. It is not difficult to be a good person. Actually, it's harder to be a bad guy. You know, the fear is there, the worry is there. But if you're a good guy, you don't have any fear. If you go to the shop, you go to the supermarket, you don't steal anything. What is there for you to worry? You can just go in freely and come out freely without worry. But if you do something bad, you try to steal something, of course, the fear is there, fear that you will be caught. Good people, actually, is easier than to be a bad guy. And that's why we keep on asking Allah to make us people who live with guidance, follow the Islamic way, the way of Almighty, the Creator, who know what is the best for every one of us. His way will never fail any one of us. And then we ask Allah to make us people of knowledge, because we do not want to be a blind follower. We do not want to be ignorant about our religion. Our religion is a way of life. A way of life means Islam here. Islam is here to show us what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say, what to eat, what not to eat, what to drink, what not to drink. Everything. From the day we are born until we die, Islam have laid out an SOP, a divine guidance. But you must have knowledge. And that's why we have classes, to make sure that every Muslim who love themselves, they must free themselves from being ignorant. You have to free yourself, because when you are ignorant, people can manipulate you. People can mislead you. People can cheat and lie to you very easily, because you are ignorant. You don't know. You don't know the difference between right and wrong sometimes. Halal, haram. You don't even care about your food. So we ask Allah to give us right knowledge, meaning the knowledge that Allah have revealed to us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the Holy Quran, the word of Allah, and the teaching of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is pure knowledge. These two will not allow anybody to mislead us. But if you are not guided by these two, anyone can misguide you. People know how to twist and turn, use word, and we get confused. There's a lot of good orator, very good in talking. It's like Shopee today, you know, all the online product. We don't know, but the way they talk about the product, you know, you don't have to worry, you get this, everything solved. That's why we keep on buying. We like the best. The way they promote their product, you know, is like the best of in the world. Yeah. And that's what. But when you have the right knowledge, you are very careful. You know, you do not just jump into it. You're very careful to check. Yeah. But they have comment. Yeah, even online, they comment. We don't know who is these people to. Maybe it's just their friend, the company worker, everybody comment, oh, very good, very good, very good. Then we start order, order, order. When it reaches you, it looks a bit different. Yeah. In the demo, it's so good. When it comes to you and then you try, there's no impact at all. That is what knowledge is important. Yeah. When you have knowledge, people cannot control you. When you have no knowledge, that's why the emperor, the king, yeah, King Pharaoh, King Nimrod before, they make sure that the citizens are ignorant. Don't learn, just listen to them. Just listen what they want you to do. So when you don't have knowledge, then you cannot fight for your right. You thought that everything they say is right. So they will control your mind, control your freedom, they control you in everywhere. And Allah Almighty, who have created all of us, want to free us. Ahlan, Fadda. This is very important. And we keep on asking Allah, oh Allah, provide for us risk, provision, that is halal and good. We need food. We need water to survive. We need drink. Everybody need that. Even animals need that. But we do not just want to eat for the sake of eating, drink for the sake of drinking. We want to eat food that bring benefit to us. Increase our well-being when we eat and we drink. There is a saying, you are what you eat. If you don't care about your food, then your tummy is like a rubbish bin. Everything goes. We don't do that. We keep on asking, oh Allah, provide for us halalan and tayyiba, halal food and drink, and good quality food. When you eat good food, you drink all the good drink, inshallah, your body will be healthy. Your mind also will be positive. Your feeling will be always connected to Allah Almighty. But when you don't eat what is right for you, then you see a lot of problem may come to your body. And mind confused. Why? Because the world today is being controlled by the pharmacies. Keep on telling you how good is this supplement. Keep on telling you this, but we don't really know. No one really knows. It's up to them to say what they want to say. We just buy and eat. Maybe the one who's talking about their product, they don't even eat. They just make it to market to the world. They come up with this saying, this propaganda, and all of us, because of our ignorance, we just follow. They call muqallidin, the blind follower. We don't want to be that. That's why we keep on asking Allah to give us the right knowledge, provide for us the right food and drink, and make us people who always engage wa amalan salihan maqbulan. We want to be active. Active in doing what? We want to talk. What is the thing that you want to talk about? You want to do business. What kind of business? All is very important. Not just as long as business. I don't care halal haram. As long as I gain profit, I don't care about other people's life. No, that is bad. As long as I speak, a word is like a bullet. If you're not careful with your word, it's not the easy to pull back, to retract. Call us. Once you shoot up, it's out. That's why the Prophet said, "Man kana yu'min billah wa yawmul akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." If you really believe in God, Almighty Allah, you claim yourself as a believer. And the day of judgment, because whatever we do, whatever we say, will be judged by Allah. You are not just given free right to say anything you like, because Allah is going to judge every one of us. The day of judgment is true and is very, very important for us to understand. The Prophet said, you want to say anything? We love to talk. You want to talk? Choose your word. Choose the right word. I will share with you what happened if you choose the wrong word. Yeah. So it's important for us to always remember, we want to be active in doing things that is good, positive, constructive. Not thing that is negative and destructive. And we keep on asking Allah to give us a good body, good mind, a good heart. The BMS, body, mind and soul. So that we all will live in peace. And we bring peace wherever we go. And that is important. Brothers and sisters, once again, for those who are just arrived, our friend from far, my nephew also came from Denmark and his friend. Yeah. Now, as a believer, we know how to strengthen our iman. Our iman yazid yanqus. Is not stable. Our iman increase, decrease. Most of the time, decrease. Sunday, Saturday, when we have activity, increase a while. How many hours? 3 hours, we have activities. Yesterday, one whole day, we have activity. Today, maybe 3 hours. After that, you are in a different environment. Then you can feel suddenly your iman drop. that is common. Yazid, Yankos. But if you are always in contact with Allah, wherever you are, ittaqillah haythuma kunta. The Prophet said, be connected to Allah wherever you are. Still remember what you have learned. For 3 hours, where you go later on, you still remember what you have learned. And you are alert. You are careful. That means, alhamdulillah. But if after that you forget, then you know you have some problem with your iman. And Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us as family. Today we talk about family. The fragile vessel. Family is very close to one another. That's why you call family. Because you're so close, your relationship is very fragile, sensitive. And family starts from where? Start from husband and wife. Then only you have a family. Yeah? Husband and wife. Allah remind us. والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينحون منكر ويقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة إلى الآخرة آية. A true believer, male and female, husband and wife, brother and sister, mother and father, they are like a companion, a shareholder. They complement each other. They do not sabotage each other. As family, as believer, they complement each other. They keep on helping, reminding each other because nobody is perfect. You remember the saying, a friend indeed is where? A friend indeed is a friend in need. You only a friend when you have good time. When you have bad time, bye-bye. I don't know you anymore. I'm busy. No time. What kind of friend is that? Father and mother's relationship, very unique. They always find time, make time for their children. Even they have to go through a lot of suffering, but the children is always in their mind and their heart. So easy for us to understand. Show you one simple example. Do the mother of Moses love Moses? Mother of Moses love Moses? Of course. Which mother who don't love their children? But there is a fitna at that time. An order was given by Pharaoh because he got the wrong advice from his people, the corrupted magician. He said, be careful of the newborn baby, boy. Can join us. Be careful of the baby boy. Any from today, he said, at that time, when there is a newborn baby boy, you must execute them. No mercy for the newborn baby boy. They only allow baby girl. Not why. Why? Because they know that this baby will grow up one day and destroy the kingdom of Pharaoh. order was given. All the army is patrolling. The police around Egypt. When a baby, a child is born, do a baby cry? Normally, do the baby cry? What do you think? We don't know. We don't have experience. Cry. That's my younger sister. Baby will cry. There is their fitrah. They are in a new world now. They were so comfortable, protected inside the tummy. Suddenly they're out in an open air. They don't know what they're going to face. They cry. They cry, why? Because of hunger. They need food. That's why you see, when baby cry, you know what they want. They cannot talk to you. You don't understand their language, so they have to cry. You know, oh, okay. Why you give him some milk? Khalas. So they are worried because when Moses was born, Eve, he cried and hurt by the soldier, khalas, dead. But what happened? Allah command the mother, put him into a basket and let him go to the river. Let him. And the sister was following to see where will this basket land or end. Is that easy? Is that easy after giving birth and then you have to abandon your baby? Is that easy? Very difficult. But they have no choice for the safety of their baby. And leave it to God to protect. With the will of Allah, order was out to kill every newborn baby boy. Allah sent Moses into the garden of King Pharaoh's palace, where the wife was there. They saw a basket. They picked it up, a baby boy. And that wife, Asiya, the wife of Pharaoh, have no children. So when Pharaoh came and saw this baby, Allah opened the wife's heart. It's a gift from God. You have killed so many boys outside. Don't kill him. But how Allah protect him? Baby need food, keep on crying. They got all the helper. The servant, female servant, he refused to drink from any one of them. The sister saw where the brother, younger brother was landed. And then she tried to area it was allowed to see Queen Asiya. I said, I know a woman who every time when anybody have baby, the baby will drink the milk from her. She dare not say that that is my brother. Why? To safeguard the life of the brother. And that is how God planned, send the mother to the palace. Immediately when she hold the baby, the baby keep quiet and take the mother's milk. Alhamdulillah. And that's how Moses grew up in the palace of Pharaoh. How Allah protect. Now it's very important to have that understanding. Sometimes we don't know why. Allah knows best. And your parents have no choice sometimes. They just do what they have to do and have faith you will be okay. So you must have that belief. Be grateful and be thankful of who we are today. Without their sacrifice, we may not know where we are today. So these are all the lessons that everybody who have the knowledge of the book must understand. Brothers and sisters in Islam, and to all those who are with us today, today we'll share with you about the mother of the believers. The mother of the believers we have shared with you earlier, but today we are talking about Zainab binti Jahsh. First, we understand who is this lady, Zainab binti Jahsh bin Ri'ab, the daughter of Umayma binti Abdul Muttalib bin Hashim. They have a family link with our Prophet. She was born approximately 20 years before the beginning of the Prophet's mission. She embraced Islam in Mecca early during the mission of the Prophet and was married to Zaid bin Haritha. Zaid is a slave boy, belonged to Khadija. And Khadija freed him to serve the Prophet. The Prophet loved him so much, the Prophet wanted to give him a new name, Zaid bin Muhammad. God said, no. If you are not the biological father, you cannot put your name as the real father. There is the law. Yeah. Maintain his family trees. Yeah, you can be adopted father, but don't cut off that family tree. Why? Because sometimes things can happen, strange things can happen. You cut off the family name, and they have another daughters over there. And you are away from the family. Suddenly, you are working here. This lady grown up, went there and work. And you meet up, attract to each other, you can get married. And you are brothers and sisters. It happened. And it had happened again. Because we are not careful. You want to adopt, you are allowed. You can be a stepfather, adopted parent, but don't change the name at that time. So that the family trees is known to the children. I know who is my real father. I know I have a brother and sister from that. It's important. Zainab married to Zaid, the free slave of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But their marriage was not successful and it ended with divorce. When you get married and you find there is no peace and understanding and respect, there's always some disagreement, argument, fighting, quarreling. You must find the best way to move on. Maybe you are not the right couple. As a friend, you can be good. Maybe not as a husband and wife. But because all these people is guided by our Prophet, they know how to solve the problem, not following the feeling. Keep on blaming because of you. And the other one, you are the cause. No, no, no. Sit down. Let us discuss. If there's no more understanding, we cannot even talk properly. how we have a good beginning, let us have a good ending. That's how you move on. Alhamdulillah. But the unique thing, immediately after the divorce, the command of Allah came. A very unique command. The command is to the Prophet that you can marry Zainab after her iddah. The culture at that time, you cannot. But if this is your daughter-in-law, you can. But this is not the daughter-in-law. This is the wife of the free slave. It's not your son. If the wife of your son, you cannot. You are the father-in-law for life. But if you are not, then after the iddah, you can get married with her. So when this happened, she always being a human, prophet wife are not prophets, but they're the mother of the believers. She used to say to the co-wives, your parent gave you in marriage to the prophet. Allah, the creator God, gave me in marriage to Prophet Muhammad. The command comes from Sidratul Muntaha, the kingdom of God. And sometimes it's not easy. When somebody is so close to you, the wife of your adopted son, and the culture do not allow. Culturally, it's not allowed. Traditionally, but the law of God said yes. The God of law, the God's law always, overrule man-made law. Because the divine, the almighty creator know what we know not. Of course, she is not just an ordinary woman, a very righteous, generous, and charitable woman before she got married with the prophet. The Prophet ﷺ even said, the one among you, my wife, who will join me first is the one with the longest arm. Meaning the Prophet is trying to convey a very important message to the family. The best among you are those who are very kind and loving, who like to help one another. So Zainab have this unique character. She just love to help the poor and the needy. Even Aisha said, among the wives of the Prophet, Aisha is the youngest one. She said, all of them, the mother of the believers, used to compete in being charitable. They like to compete because when they know the Prophet said, you will be the closest to me. So everybody is competing. But Zainab excelled because she used to work, earn her own money in any way that she is allowed at that time and give it in charity. She is not a person who just work and accumulate wealth, but always ready to give back to the community, the poor and the needy. So if you look at the saying, she was one, Aisha described, she was the one who rivaled me in status with Allah's messenger. Aisha said, I've not seen a more righteous woman than Zainab. Nor one with more taqwa of Allah and more truthful in speech, more kindness to her relative, more benevolent, loving, and more dedication in the work that she did for charity. Meaning, when he do anything good, he don't just do for the sake of that, he give the best. He organize it and make sure it's what they continue. Consistent. You know. Except Aisha did encounter with Zainab, she have some temper. Being a woman, sometimes we have a lot of challenges. Sometimes we do have our temper. Hit up very easily. But Aisha, when she have experience with her, she realized, but quickly he controlled her temper. She know when the temper is there, she know how to control her temper. Do we have temper? Well, everyone will have. Sooner or later, you will see. Sometimes the minor thing become big because of the temper we have. But if you know how to control, that's why the Prophet said, the strongest among you is not because he is a wrestler. He is a fighter. The strongest of you are the people who can control his anger, his temper. Now, if I ask, can you control it? Yes, no problem. You have no temper yet, no problem yet. The temper, when you have this problem, you know it's growing. The temper is growing. It's boiling now. It's just a matter of time for you to let it out. It's like a volcano, no? To erupt. Suddenly, you control. And that is the strongest person. Don't say. Just do other things. Forget about that. Sometimes we have got temper with your children. You cannot control. You just hit them. And the place that you like to hit is not the leg, the buttock, face. Because you don't like how he look like now. And why you give a slap, you do it wrongly, now he may have some problem. Injured the eye, injured this area is very sensitive. If you fall and you still manage to control the head, do not hit the ground, you are quite safe. One, the head hit, bang on anything hard. That is the beginning of some problem. Yeah. There's a lot of wiring here. It gets shot very easily. So be careful of the head. Yeah. Don't play with the head. And this is a very important thing. There is a story about some woman who they came to the Prophet and they want, or their parent arranged the marriage with the Prophet. The minute they saw the Prophet, they say something. Example, Auzubillah. They said, may God protect me, yeah, from you.
Who would you like to call?
Suddenly the message came, who do I like to call? Anyhow, the minute that happened, the Prophet said, you can return back to your family. Meaning when you want to get married with anybody, suddenly she or he say something very negative. something is out on a word, then you don't continue anymore. And that's why in Islam, when you want to get married, you have the ijab qabul. You remember ijab qabul? Those who are been married, they should recall. Without ijab qabul, your marriage is not valid. Ijab qabul means the woman have agreed to accept this man to be her husband. But she must say it out. She cannot keep quiet. Her silence is considered agreed. Normally, the authority, the one who are going to conduct the marriage, the wali, the parent, they have to seek her permission. I have arranged, I have matched with you so and so. Do you think you are ready to be his wife? You allow me as your father, yeah, to conduct the nikah. If the daughter said no, khalas, you have the right. And that's why the Prophet said, when you want to get married, don't just let anybody plan for you. You want, if possible, the minimum, look at that person. The man must look at the girl. The girl must look at the man. Because we do not know. Don't just look on the YouTube. Or maybe in the Twitter, you don't know whose face is there. They put a name, they put a new face. Or when the face is old time, man. You want to see them with your own eye. You have the right to see from a distance. Okay. Okay. You feel okay. You're silent when the authority asks you, do you accept this man as your husband? Your silence means you agree. Please remember, there are times you should be silent, there are times you have to just say it. Don't humiliate the other party. No, I don't like him. He don't look handsome. Don't do that. You don't like his look, other woman like his look. Sometimes a very beautiful lady have a man to us, not handsome lah. How can she fall for this guy? It's in the eye of the person, the owner, who look. You look from different angle, she look from different angle. You cannot compare. You like somebody slim, somebody like somebody fat. You are so fat, huh? Different value. You have the right to look. The male also have the right to look. And if you feel that you don't have good feeling, you don't condemn, belittle, or try to talk bad about other party. You just excuse it. I am not ready. A good word. I am not ready. In the future, I don't know. At present, I'm not ready. So I'm not talking or belittle the other party. I don't feel good. I'm not ready. Now, when somebody said, I'm not ready, do you feel hurt? Sisters, if some guy said to you, I'm not ready, do you feel hurt? Normally, maybe sometime, but not very deep. Okay. Yeah, maybe not ready financially, not ready. Maybe you can have so many good feeling, but you don't say, he's too black for me lah. Don't look down on a person because of the color. He's not handsome, lah. Don't do that. Because if you are not careful, you belittle, humiliate anybody, and that person was hurt, he's very upset. What will happen? Evil eye will come in. I have an experience. Not me, but my family members. Yeah. My cousin sisters, a very beautiful girl. Every family look at her, admire her beauty. Then there's a guy who loves her so much and starting to come closer to the family and trying his best to approach her. The way she responded was not good. Because she's a very pretty woman. And that guy, you know, normal guy. You know, sometimes pretty woman is a challenge for the man. Every man like to have a pretty wife. Beautiful one. Because of her word, she was not careful. Hurt this guy. This guy look for black magic. And they start their work. You cannot imagine what happened to her. Caught us by surprise. When the mother called me in, I go and visit. She just screamed at me, chased me out. Get out, I don't want to see you. She was not like that before. She is not herself anymore. She's not talking. Another person is talking on her behalf now. She got black magic. And what happened? She looked more ugly, old than the mother. Then after a few months, she passed away. Because that guy said, I make sure nobody will marry you. Because the way you humiliate him, be careful of our word. A word is like a bullet, be careful. Even you don't like, but use a better word. Don't humiliate and belittle anybody. Don't do that. Maybe you are somebody, they are nobody, but alhamdulillah, I'm not ready yet. So people know that you are not humiliating them, belittling them. They will leave you in peace. This is very important for all of us who want to have a good life. Be careful of your word. Our prophet keep on guiding us, and he said one day, if all of you, my ummah, can promise me that you will secure what is between your two lips and what is between your two legs, I will promise you paradise. And the most difficult thing to control is your tongue. Very difficult. The boneless tongue, no bone there. Very fast. So we hope all of us learn a bit from the history of the mothers of the believer. Be careful. When you are somebody's wife, become the wife of the prophet, it's a great deal. You become the mother to all the believers. Every Muslim believer must know who is the wife of the prophet. It's like a mother to all of us. Your status has been upgraded to that level. Very noble, respectful. So you must set good example. So if you become the wife of somebody, royal family, don't forget to be humble. Be humble. Go down to the ground. You are helping your husband. You don't forget your roots. Suddenly, you know, I'm also royal now. My blood also different now. Some gold here, some red here. That's why you have the red carpet. You have all this. People want to honor you, okay, but don't be carried away. Be humble, just go down. Yeah, to the ground. Meet everybody. Help the people that you can help. Your humbleness will be your legacy. Your kindness will be remembered by all the people who you have helped. People will keep on praying for you and pray for your partner, your husband. Because sometimes your husband is too busy with worldly matter, but you are there to assist him by doing all the good charitable work. So to be a good person, a good husband, a good wife, a good father, a good mother, a good son, a good daughter, as a family, don't forget to be kind, to be loving with everybody that you meet. Show respect to the elders and love the young. The Prophet said, "Laysa minna man lam yuwaqqir kabirana wa lam yarham saghirina." You cannot be among us, be part of us, if you, the young one, don't show respect to the elders. And the elders don't show love to the young. We have to do what we have to do before it's too late. The elders have their own problem. The young also have their problem. Everybody have problem. But we must try our level best to go back to the guidance of God and the teaching of our beloved Prophet, who is here to show us the way how to move on, so that we will have a happy life and happy ending. That's why the prayer that the Prophet recommend us, Allahumma akhtim lana bil husnil qatima wa la takhtim alayna bis su'il qatima. Oh Allah, grant us a good ending. Every good ending should start with good beginning. Every day you do, whatever you do, whatever job you are doing, make sure at the end of that day you give the best. That's how you train yourself to have a good ending. Don't train, "I'm still young. After 20 years, I try to become a better person." 20, who give you the right to know that you are going to live for 20 years to come? Any guarantee from God that you only die in 2040 or 2060? No, you can buy, you can just die tomorrow. Nobody knows. You sleep tonight, close everything, close your eye, and that's all. Tomorrow, no more opening. Khalas. Thing can happen. That's why we were taught by our Prophet, before you sleep, read certain prayer. At least you say, "Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya." Oh Allah, the creator of all things, God Almighty, I am going to die with your name. And only with your name and power, your will, I will live again tomorrow. Bismikallahumma amutu wa ahya. reminding ourselves sleeping is like dying. If you pass the test of sleeping, you don't need to wake up anymore. Until today, we fail the test of sleeping. That's why we are here. When you pass, you don't have to wake up. You are going to another world. So may Allah protect all of us, brothers and sisters. Guide us through. Make us people who are wise. People who love one another, respect one another, care for one another. People who are always ready to help one another for anything that is good. But don't help one another for anything that is bad. Our life is very short. So make use of what you have before it's too late. And I end my lecture today by the reminder from Almighty God who created us. He said, "Oh, you believe, stay connected to me and look into yourself. Look into every one of you. You always look into yourself. Every morning you look at the mirror. You have been looking into yourself. But we are just looking into how we look. The surface. If it's a bit dry, put some cream. It's too pale, put some color. Yeah. To look good, nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong. But what is more important, look into your character. Look at the mirror, give a smile. What you see? What do you see when you look at the mirror and you give a smile? What do you see? A smile. If you look at it, you smile, but the mirror show you another look. What is going to happen to you? I think you're going to break that mirror. Oh, what's happening? Who is this? I don't know. This is not me. How can this mirror reflect the opposite? I give a smile and she responds with anger. I look at the mirror again, you say to me, "You are stupid. I don't like you." See what the mirror said to you? "I love you. I like you. Don't worry." No. How you look at the mirror, the mirror will look at you like how you look at the mirror. It's your own reflection. You want people to respect you, respect others. You want people to smile at you, learn how to smile at others. Mirror, oh mirror. Very important. Oh Allah, like how you created me so perfect. Give me a good character. Make me perfect in my character. That's how you improve yourself. So Allah said, فَلْيَنْزُرُ نَفْسٌ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Look into yourself. What have you prepared for your next life? So all the prophet and the messenger of God, from the time of Adam to Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, was sent to remind everyone, prepare yourself for your departure. This departure, this trip that you are going to the next world, is a one-way ticket. When you leave this planet Earth, you expired your life here, you will not return back anymore. You are moving to the next level, to Alam Kubur, to the life in the graveyard. Soul will be returned. Q&A will start. Then you will feel what was said to you is happening now. If you don't prepare, it's too late to regret. You cannot ask, "Oh God, delay my death. Send me back to the world. I'm going to be a better person. I'm not going to be like old me, new me." No, too late. Then after the Q&A at the grave, you are going to move, transfer to Alam Barzakh, the waiting world. And that is the world that all our good friend, our family member who have passed away, is there, is waiting until the doom days, where every single soul will die. Kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut, except the Creator, Allah. Then that is the end of this world. No one survived. The world will turn upside down. The sky and the earth will join together like a pancake, and it will roll, collapse, every single creation of God, and then the day of judgment will come in, the resurrection. So we hope we all are prepared for that journey. And religion is here to guide you there. All prophet was here to remind everyone the same thing. You are going there. Remember, you are returning back to the Creator. You belong to Him. You are going back to Him. Just get yourself prepared. May Allah make it easy for all of us. There's no problem we encounter as a family, as an individual in this world that you cannot solve. If you go back to God, God show you the way. You follow, problem solved. The problem that we don't want to follow, we want to follow my feeling, my way, and then you have your way, and they have their way, so many ways. In worldly matter, you can have many ways, no problem. I want to go to Singapore. I want to fly, my way. I want to drive, your way. Yeah. I want to cycle, another way. But at the end, you reach Singapore, of course, from different direction, your choice. But when you go back to God, only one way. Only one way. And that way is a one-way ticket. When you go back to Him, no more turning back. This is the world that God has created for all of us. For you to do whatever you want to do. You can be a destroyer. You can be a builder. It's up to you. You want all the good results. You plan all the good deeds now. And you see, the fruit will be waiting for you. If you don't do anything good, there's nothing for you in the future because you don't plan. So may Allah make us a good planner. And the best prayer, God have guide us. Say, there are two types of people, God said. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَا يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَقٍ وَمِنْهُمْ مَا يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Meaning, there are two types of people in this world. The first group always want dunya, dunya, dunya. I want worldly thing. I want to be rich. I want to have this. Everything to do with dunya, he wants to have. Just talk about the world. This life. Allah said, do what you want to do now. You get everything you want. Just here. You want to be rich? You want to be powerful, do what you can. You can get nothing for you for your akhirah. Because that is what you want for the world. I give you everything in this world. But the better group, Allah said, وَمِنْهُمْ, among them you have another group. ما يقول ربنا آتينا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, give us goodness, happiness, success in this world. You want to be successful, nothing wrong. But not only here, and give me success, happiness in the next world. The next world. Both here and the hereafter. And save me from the torment of hellfire. Bad ending. Meaning save us from the bad ending. We hope we are among the second group. We want best here and best in the future. And leave a good legacy for the generation to come and continue the good thing that we have left behind. If you don't do anything good, what legacy do you have? Nothing. Zero. What can the children benefit? Zero. Because you don't leave anything good for them. May Allah bless us, brother and sister. If there's any question, I only allow before we go for the next session, one from the male and one from the sisters, female. Any online question today? Not yet. Good. Any question from the sisters first? Down. Pass the cue. That might. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, Sheikh.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
We know that the upcoming 10 days of Zulhijjah is very important. And can you share advice what are the ibadah that the woman in menses can do to replace the fasting and solat that they can't perform during that time? If there are immenses during that 10 days.
Okay. Yep.
Jazakallah, Sheikh.
Alhamdulillah. Beautiful question. The 10 days of Zulhijjah is coming very, very close. I do not know, maybe tomorrow, after tomorrow you start, the first of Zulhijjah. Our Prophet, who was sent by Allah, is telling us, there is no deeds that more beloved to Allah than the deed that you engage in the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. There are many things you can do, but there are days that Allah chooses for you. And He gives special rewards and special blessings. So what is the thing that you should do? If you are having menses, you cannot fast. Yeah, you are encouraged to fast if you are able. From the 1st to the 9th of Zulhijjah. On the 10th, you are not supposed to fast. It's a raya day. Fasting is haram. First Zulhijjah until the 9th, if you can fast. If you just fast on the 9th, and the offer from God is 1 year of your past sin and the future sin is being forgiven. Just one day, on the 9th, the day of Arafah, where all the pilgrimage is there. People who are not in Arafah on the 9th of Zulhijjah, no hajj for them. Invalid, they must be there. That day, those who are not going, the people who are going to hajj, they cannot fast. The people who are not going, they can fast. The people who are performing hajj, if they do not sacrifice a sheep, an animal, then they, for those who using tamattu hajj, then they have to fast on the 11, 12, 13. We cannot fast. This is only special for those who are performing hajj. They don't have the means to slaughter a animal. Then they have to replace 7 days back home, 3 days in hajj, fasting. So the good deeds that you can do if you're having menses, you cannot fast, you cannot pray. There's no special prayer. No. There's no say, Salatul Zulhijjah. No. Prayer is the same, but you can engage in welfare activities. You can participate in offering a sacrifice. Yeah, you can do that. So if you said that, I never book a sheep yet, I never participate in a cow yet, I want to do quickly, you have to talk to our team before it's too late. Because when you decide to do, then you start not to cut your hair, your fingernail, and all these things, stop cutting. You just have to be like in ihram. So you can still do this. Be kind, charitable. Al-Khadim is campaigning also for those who want to contribute to our cause, you know, for our da'wah activities, helping the poor and the needy. All you can do that. Of course, prayer, salat, no. Fasting, no. For sister who are having their period or their menses. You are clear? Okay, good. Last question from the brother. Now.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Sometimes around people look us like loser. Can or cannot we to be from ourselves or show off what we have so that people don't look us like loser. Sometimes this situation make me angry and challenge.
If I understood what you say, sometimes people look at us like we are a loser, correct? So of course when people do this to us, we get angry. We get upset. Normal, yeah? Or normal fear. Why they look at me in that way? Why they think that I'm a loser? Everyone is a loser. Not sometimes. Allah said, "Wal asri innal insan lafiqul." Allah swear with time, all of us being human, we are loser because we are callous. We always forget a lot of good thing. Illa lazina amanu, except this group who is not loser, according to Allah. You don't worry what people say. You worry what Allah said. You cannot please everybody, but you must please the Creator. Except those who believe in Allah and act righteously. If you just believe and you are not a kind person, you don't care about the environment, you are still a loser. You become very selfish. You must be a believer, stay connected to Allah, know who is the Creator. It's like how important for you to know who is your parent. It's important to know who is the Creator, who created everything, who created our parent, our grandparent. And serve Him and act righteously. Be active, productive. Even then, you can still be a loser because you can be active just for yourself. Still just for you. وَتَوَصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, Allah said. Then you must engage in doing good things for other people. Share the truth. Share what is right. Then you must have patience. People say this to you, they look at you, you are a loser, they don't respect you. Don't worry. Don't worry about this. Be happy. As long as you are with Allah. Remember this, you cannot please everybody. How good you are, somebody will praise you, somebody will attack you. You cannot please. Just please God, you know what you do is what Allah wants you to do, move on. You okay, brother? Our Prophet is so perfect, so kind and loving. Still people talk bad about him. So who are we? Don't worry of what people say. We are worried if God said that we are a loser. We are worried. But God is telling us, in general, everyone is a loser, except those who believe in God, act righteously, and always have the sharing spirit. Convey the truth, Share the truth. Don't be selfish. Just think of you. Only you want to go to paradise. You don't care about other people. You want everybody to go to paradise. What I was so in life, whatever you do, you need to have patience. Sabar. Okay, brother? Alhamdulillah. InshaAllah, brother and sister, now we are proceeding with the second part of our activities today. We have a sister, who is going to make shahada, and we hope everybody can just stay on for a while. Yeah, give it some moral support, inshallah. Two. You have two of them here? You don't have. As Malaysian, you have Helmi. Helmi is here. We need two Malaysian male brothers to be a witness. Okay, one, and Helmi can be. We will close the class first, reciting Tasbih Kifarah. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu.